Hi everyone, welcome to Empower. My power, your power, our power. Today we're going green with the lovely Seher Bhamla. As we are all aware about the many environmental issues our planet is facing, there is one such organization that has established itself as an environmental community of dedicated citizens who've been continuously working together for a better planet, the Bhamla Foundation. And leading this NGO is none other than Seher Asif Bhamla, our beautiful petite guest for today's episode of Empower. Seher Bhamla is part of the founding family of the Bhamla Foundation, a non-governmental organization that focuses on healthcare, the environment, and childcare. She has very strong values, and from a young age, she's been passionate about the environment. Through her foundation, Seher aims to motivate the younger generation across the world to come together to preserve the planet. On today's episode of Empower, we will be discussing Seher's journey in helping the environment, what role social media plays in promoting environmental campaigns, and what the future looks like for Seher and her foundation. So let's find out more about this lovely lady and the work she's doing to save the planet. Welcome, Seher.
Thank you, Meenakshi. Thank you for the
very
kind introduction.
No, it's all the truth, and thank you for taking out time from your busy schedule.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. So, Seher, tell us a little bit about how your journey began. What made you get involved in the Bhamla Foundation, which was started by your father, Asif Bhamla?
So, Meenakshi, I was always very, very, very attracted to what my father was doing. And he's always been a passionate person and always wanted to give back to the society. It's not only him, it's also my grandfather. I think my father got it from him and then I got it from my father.
Right.
And I think I was born in my office because since the day I was born, I would keep on being in and around everyone. I'm a people's person. That's what
right.
a lot of people say.
Yes.
So I've always enjoyed the atmosphere, whatever
yes.
they did. And I always, and then as I grew older, I was like, it's time I start taking things seriously and start doing it because I have so many people to help me also figure things out.
Right.
And I'm a Bandrite. So my father started working for the environment 15 years back. That time I was like a minor. I knew what he was doing, but I didn't know exactly what to do, how to make a change. So I was, you know, in the process of figuring what to do.
Right.
And like I mentioned, I'm a Bandrite. And
yes.
I keep on going to Cart Road, Joggers Park, all these places for walks,
in
run,
and around
yeah,
your home and
around,
your offices,
yeah.
yes.
And earlier I would play around over there. So I always saw one thing, that there is so much of trash there.
Yes.
It's so polluted. The amount of plastic that you will see over there is just unimaginable. Like when I first went there, I had no words that how can this be so dirty?
Right.
The earth is your home.
Yes.
And like, can you imagine your home being dirty?
Absolutely.
The amount of plastic that I saw, and then I was like, what should I do?
Mm.
How do I start? Like, you know, like, what am I supposed to do of this? Because I knew that
how to bring the change,
yes,
how to improve
absolutely.
Things, how to clean.
And I knew that I can't do anything alone. I need an army.
Right.
But you always start a bit alone. Like,
absolutely.
You know, I remember for my first cleanup, there was very, very few people.
Yeah.
It was only like 15, 20. But, you know, as time passed, more and more hands joined together.
Yes.
And more people came on board with
yes.
me.
Yes.
And that's what really motivates me too. That, you know, when you're doing something, people will tend to appreciate in the future. So I started with my beach cleanups and mangrove cleanups also.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of supporters for it. So I'm blessed for that because
yeah.
I don't think I could like
do it alone. No, but I think it's your passion and dedication
and
that has
not,
attracted,
yeah.
you know, the right kind of people to
and
join
if
you.
It's not us, then who's going to do it?
Yes.
We keep on saying, I love my country, I love my India and all of that. But, like, you have to do something.
Yes.
To, like, you know, give back.
Yes. And to improve it.
Absolutely.
To clean it.
And this is the best thing.
Yes.
To, I mean, honestly, as per me.
Well, well done you. I'm very inspired. I mean, you're only like 21 years old.
You're
and
coming
I
with me for my next cleanup.
Absolutely. Anytime you say.
I
would love to.
Do like an Empower blogging session over there.
Of course.
While cleaning and all of that.
Of course, why not? So tell me a little bit more about the Bhamla Foundation. How is it different from other NGOs working to end pollution and make the world a better and greener place?
Okay, so like I mentioned, the foundation started 25 years back with a very small organization. Like I mentioned, whenever it's new,
yes,
very few people join together. It
True.
Was called I Love Bandra, if I'm mm-hmm. not wrong. It was only a Bandra-centric thing.
Right.
And then it obviously became big. So now we have the United Nations. We work very, very closely with the United Nations Environment Program and the Ministry of Environment, Government of India. Other than that, also we are working with council generals and all that because they themselves are very, very passionate. All
right.
these organizations,
right.
the UNEP.
Globally, I mean,
globally.
They are so, you know, into environmental issues.
So the more hands, the merrier it is in terms of beating pollution. One of the campaigns that I do is clean up all the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then once you clean it up, this year what I'm going to focus is, so in my previous years, we've done a lot of recycling, but that's not been our like main target, at least mine.
Right.
But this year, from our cleanups that we've started, the main this thing is
your project,
main
your
focus
target.
Is to recycle all the trash. Because I like, we collect the trash, it goes mm-hmm. in the BMC, and then it again ends up in the landfills. The vicious circle
that it is, yes.
It just keeps on repeating, but
yes.
there has to be an end to the waste.
Right.
And look at our daily lives. Mm-hmm. Like in our daily lives, everything has plastic.
Right.
From our straws, toothbrushes. Do you know that we use plastic toothbrushes and we tend to change it every 2-3 months?
Correct.
So 1% of all plastic waste in our oceans are only toothbrushes.
Yeah.
So, and there are alternatives which are simple and you don't even have to change your lifestyle. It's a bamboo toothbrush.
Absolutely. I've been buying some, you know, and they are so green and environmentally friendly. And
it's the same thing.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't know why is it so tough sometimes to, so coming back to my campaigns to ending pollution.
Right. Yeah, just was checking with you what the foundation is up to now. So obviously the recycling thing is a big thing.
It's very, and very, I think recycling is something I really, really, really want to focus.
Right.
In the next coming years.
Yeah.
It's like my plan.
Yeah.
And I have to do it. Because yeah. now I know that now my mechanism to cleaning a beach and all of that is set.
Right.
So I'm going to, obviously I cannot name the company right now because I haven't like signed something with them.
Right.
But I'm already, you know, talking, and I'm talking to UNDP and I'm talking to a company which is very, very good with recycling. That's what they do.
Right.
So like that. And it's, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, as an environmental activist, what are the urgent changes that you think people need to adapt to stop pollution? Like you said, you gave lovely examples of, you know, not using plastic, where you can use, you know, more recyclable materials or organic materials. So do you think in the past decade or so, people have been mindful about not polluting the environment, or now they are getting more and more mindful? What are your views on that?
Yes, so there is a lot of change mm-hmm. in the mindsets. And especially in the youth.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know about older
like
people.
You.
yes. But you know, what am I? It's all young people coming together. Look at the entire Greta Thunberg movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's one girl, one young girl with her army of young people. Mm-hmm. And you know, the voice of young people matters. I've
yes.
seen it. Every time you raise a voice,
yeah,
it's always heard.
Right.
It takes a while sometimes, but it's always heard. So.
Right.
And in terms of awareness, a lot of people, so it starts at home.
Yes, I agree.
Charity begins at home. Be the change you wish to see in the world. It all starts at home.
Right.
So, like, you know, conscious changes at your house, if you start doing it, like the toothbrush, your bottles.
Yes.
Simple things.
Yeah.
Then, like, you know, inculcate the mindset in your children, because
True.
They are going to
be the next generation.
Take it ahead. Carpool, you know, if it's a shorter distance. There's so many ways to reduce your carbon footprint. Hug a tree, plant a tree, gift a tree.
Yes.
The more trees, the best it is.
Yes.
I've stopped giving fancy gifts anymore. All I do is give saplings.
Yeah. Go green.
Go green. It's very, very important.
Yes.
Segregate your waste.
Yeah.
It's very, very important.
Yes.
What we've done is over here. So if you see the electricity generating at Pali Hill, it's all through biodegradable. So we turn the trash collected into energy.
Correct.
So India is on the verge of an acute power crisis, and the amount of coal that we have is a little lesser right now, the supply. So this is the best time to shift to renewables. And instead of a normal CFL bulbs, why don't we shift to LED bulbs, because they consume 70-90% less energy. So I think
it's so much better for the environment. And like you said, it starts at home.
Yeah.
Right? So I was literally going to ask you the next question, that tell us 3 or 5 more impactful ways as a regular citizen how we can help the country be a better place to live in. But I think what you said makes so much sense, that it all starts at home. So, you know, whether it is recycling, using less plastic, or using LED, solar, even.
Absolutely.
Even cars now. Recently, a friend of ours who is a car freak, you know, he just bought,
the
you
Tesla.
Know. And even the Porsche has come out with an electric.
MG, Hector, Kia,
exactly.
All of them.
So you know, in your daily life, you can inculcate healthy habits that, you know, help, you know, reduce the carbon footprint, as you said.
Absolutely.
So any other tips you can give people as regular citizens of India or of the world to,
eat
you know.
Eat lesser meat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
To all the foodies. Even veg food is very tasty. I was like a 5-time non-veg eater, because I come from a Muslim home, and paya, nihari, all those dishes are like a staple thing.
Right.
I don't know if anyone, like a lot of people know
of this.
Biryani.
Yeah.
But then I started shifting to dal, rice, and vegetables.
Yes.
So it's a lot more better. Eat lesser meat.
Okay, perfect.
I wish schools had taught kids how to farm, like do your own farming.
Yes.
So if they learned it at school, they could do it at home also.
Right.
And it's something that not a lot of people know, but it's very, very nice and very important. So if they learned it at school.
And you know, I feel that in India, actually, inherently, originally, we've been organic by nature.
Absolutely.
Because we have so much agriculture.
Yeah.
It's one of the main things, you know, in our country. And initially, everything was pure. Like even if you go towards the interiors, to the smaller towns, you get such fresh, produce.
Yeah,
exactly. Whether it's vegetables, when you buy like a vegetable in a smaller town and you buy it in a metro city, you feel that there's a lot of either chemicals put into it or so that they'll make them last longer in the transport.
The color and all of
that. The freshness goes away, you know. So that's why farm to table, even restaurants which are farm to table are so popular worldwide. Because you're just growing things organically, then you're producing them, then you're producing great dishes out of them. You know, I'm a foodie, so I'll start talking about food. Yeah. But of course, we can all do our little bits to help the environment, you know, to help the world be
small
a better place.
Small conscious changes is better than none at all.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people fear that, you know, maybe I cannot do it.
Right.
And they've come up to me and they've said this to me, that, you know, maybe I cannot do it.
Yes.
It's tough to, you know, start, restart.
Right.
But I'm like, you start doing little.
Yes.
It will automatically make a big impact to the overall environment.
Absolutely.
So, like, just start. Don't fear from starting from anything. It's not only this.
Right.
Anything in life. That's what
I
feel.
So, starting out from Mumbai suburbs, way back in 1998, the Bhamla Foundation has been awarded the National Green Crusader by the Government of India for the constant efforts to fight pollution. How does it feel knowing you've made a difference, or your organization?
So I'll tell you, this was our first campaign with United Nations Environment Programme. And it was back then in 2018, like our first musical anthem. Okay, and it started with a very simple thought.
Right.
That, you know, we'll do a campaign to beat plastic pollution. India was the host for the World Environment Day at that time.
Mm-hmm.
For all environment days, there's one country as a host.
Correct.
This year it's every country who's the host, and India was the host at that time. And my father was like, it was his idea that, you know, I'm bored of giving lectures on environment, because there are too many lectures as it is in this world, what young people have to go through. So you know, I want to come up with something young, peppy, something that could attract a lot of people.
Right.
And that could make a change. So he was like, let's make a song, because a song is the best way to remember, you know, the tuning.
Yeah, the
stage,
jingle. The yeah, exactly.
And it has all the meanings that I want to give.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a nice musical anthem called Tick Tick Plastic. It was very basic, you know, even if you see the way we shot it, it was so simple. Even this is very professional, I feel.
Yeah.
But that song, it started out very, very simply. And then it became like a huge thing. And then the Honorable Prime Minister also, you know, unveiled it at the Vigyan Bhavan on the World Environment Day. So it started with just a simple thought, but it ended up becoming very big, because obviously, you know, then people started coming together, all our well-wishers and all that, and it just became big. We didn't expect it to be that big.
Of course. Okay. So that's how it started. And tell me, what was, you know, starting out like this and the constant efforts, and then, you know, your efforts to fight pollution, how does it feel knowing you've made a difference?
See, you know, when you realize that you're making a difference and when you are doing something good, it's kind of addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do more and more of it, and you don't want to stop.
So motivational as well.
Yes,
yeah.
It's motivating, and you don't want to stop it, because you know you've made a difference in someone's life.
Right.
It's just a happy feeling.
Yes.
Even if you give 10 rupees to a needy person, don't you get that inner satisfaction? So I'm doing what I love. I'm working for the environment.
Right.
It is something that just makes me happy. It helps me sleep more happier.
Yeah, sleep so better.
It's just that, yeah.
And what is your biggest motivation besides, you know, obviously like how you're saying it's satisfaction,
yes.
You sleep better. And when it comes to your work, and what is your biggest motivation?
My biggest motivation.
Come back to me. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
And tell me, your foundation has helped many families during the lockdown.
Yes, yes.
Tell us your experience with that.
Okay, so you know what happened? I knew that I had a team of people and who were willing to work even from their homes. And they were ready to, you know, actually I'm blessed with very, very lovely people around me also. So that's what makes you, you know, your team makes you what you are.
Correct.
So and they were ready to come to our office even during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was in the first wave, when it was like COVID was at its peak, there was a lot of fear, but they still, so we had a war room for 500 days and we helped people through that. And even at that time, without vaccinations and all that, in the second wave, at least there was vaccination and all.
Correct.
Like little bit more safety, but in the first one there was a lot of fear, but still they were like, you know, nothing doing, we'll come.
Right.
So we started a war room.
Right.
Where we were helping, there were helpline numbers, people would want hospital beds, medicines, so many things, ration kits. In the first wave, a lot of people were wanting a lot of food.
Right.
The availability of food. In the second wave, it was more of medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So we did non-stop work for 500 days. Other than the war room, my team went to Asia's biggest slum and dedicated all their time and efforts over there to. And can you believe, Dhara, we had the most amount of cases and then it was zero.
Right, I
know. Even the World Health Organization had, you know, liked the model which we followed to,
right,
you know, reduce COVID, because it's a very Muslim centric area, Dharavi, and the best way to, you know, to ask someone to stop doing is using God's name.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked the Maulanas, the Maulvis, the priests basically, to talk about this and tell people, because otherwise they were not ready to listen. They were like, COVID is nothing and all of that.
Correct.
So when your teacher says something to you,
yes,
especially when it's a religious teacher, they tend to listen.
Right.
So we asked them to, like,
create the awareness
create the
and
awareness.
Tell them to, yeah.
Yes, and
of
that's
course.
When there was change. And of course, with food kits, ration, sending migrants back home, hospital beds. Later, it was vaccinations. I came up with my campaign called the Sleeves Up campaign. It was to attract young people and a lot of people, not only young people, everyone to vaccinate, because there was again fear that, you know, when the vaccine came out initially, they were like,
people were speculating, is it safe, is it not safe?
Like there were news that you die, your brain, this happens.
Yeah, side effects, exactly. And a lot of rumors, you know, no one really knew.
It's
a lot of fear, I guess.
It was a perfectly fine vaccine, but there was a lot of fear created around it. So a lot of people didn't want to do it. So I was like, let's do sleeves up campaign, ask young people. Then I bought a lot of influencers on board, like Arjun Kapoor, because we believe that if you and I say something, I'm not a role model to anyone, but you know, maybe like a Sachin Tendulkar, he's a role model to millions.
Yes.
Aditya Roy Kapoor, he's like a heartthrob to millions. So them coming, Bhumi Pednekar, them coming and saying that, you know, vaccinate yourself.
Yeah.
It makes
No, I think you've done great work and your foundation as well, and you've brought in so many good people to do it for you as well, to spread the word. So luckily, we're hoping and praying that most of it is behind us now with COVID. And even now, talking about things opening up and what you've done after that. So tell me, you recently participated in the Expo 2020 in Dubai, which I know also you're very passionate about. You've worked very hard. And so to promote the need to safeguard the environment is what you showcased even in the Expo 2020 in Dubai. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So I'll tell you something. Dubai itself, the entire UAE is a very, very eco-conscious place. Mm-hmm. Especially Dubai. If you go, they are very environmentally conscious, and even at the expo there is an entire pavilion dedicated to environment. It's called the Terra.
Right.
I'm going there again. We are doing one more panel discussion.
Great.
Because I think it was very, very nice. It was very successful, and it made a lot of impact across people. So it's called the Terra, the sustainability pavilion. Inside that there is an Indian pavilion too,
right?
And so we were invited because obviously sustainability and the foundation goes hand in hand. And we then invited influencers like Manish Malhotra, Sania Mirza, from different walks of life,
celebrities from different walks of life,
like a sports girl, a designer, and a politician. So them talking about how they, how their industries are moving towards sustainability and the changes that they are doing.
Correct.
So it was like a good thing.
Fantastic. So also tell me now, what about all the foundation's musical campaigns like Hawa Aane De, Dhak Dhak Dharti, Tick Tick Plastic, you already mentioned.
Yes.
And to hashtag beat plastic pollution, hashtag beat air pollution. Do you think social media plays an important role in today's day and age in promoting environmental causes?
Absolutely. It's the most important place.
Right.
If used wisely and correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
Which mostly it's used in a nice way, because I've always ended up learning something from social media. It's only the sleepless nights when I'm on Instagram.
Like all of us.
Stalking like a maniac and not getting to sleep.
No, of course. It's like a stress buster.
Yeah.
Too. So it's like traveling without traveling. It's like looking at beautiful things. Learning, reading, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So now there's an option where you can lock your app after a certain time. So I just lock all my apps at night because I'm too done with it. So coming back to social media and the importance.
And also your musical foundations.
Yeah. I think all the people who joined with my foundation was either schools and colleges, or otherwise there was just a shout out on social media and then they showed up.
Right.
So that is the importance. Now if I'm doing a beach cleanup, how am I supposed to reach out to people?
Right.
It's the people who are following you. So they tend to see. It's very, very important, honestly speaking. And our campaigns have crossed like 8 billion views and all of that.
Wow,
all these campaigns
amazing.
That you mentioned.
Right.
And this is not the only campaign that we do. The song is one part of the World Environment Day.
Right.
There are two more precursors that are happening. So one, there's a panel discussion where all of them come and talk. The second one is that we do interactive videos where each star, actor, influencer, whoever puts their views out on the theme. Like this year, it's only One Earth. Last year, it was Generation Restoration.
Okay.
Put their views on how they are trying to protect the environment, things that they do. Like I mentioned, because they're role models.
Yeah, everyone listens.
We need to get them on board.
And you also launched the global campaign on urban forests and climate change with youth icon Tiger Shroff. Yeah, so tell us about the significance of that.
So, you know, Meenakshi, there are many global forest fires that are happening. in Greece, in California, Turkey. There was a time when every second day I would read a news.
Right.
Due to global warming, there were like massive forest fires.
Correct.
Clearing and vanishing jungles and lots of biodiversity. So, youth icon, like you mentioned, Tiger Shroff, he's a very, very passionate environmentalist, and so is his family, because I've known the family for a while. And
right.
my father also goes way back with them. So, even his dad, like, he has his own foundation to plant trees. And then Tiger's like, you know, I want to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are too many forest fires happening, and it's something that he really, you know, felt for. So we're like, okay, let's you know, come up with a campaign. Then he was like, I want to build. Then like both of us, like the foundation and him, we discussed and all that. And then we were like, we cannot stop the forest fires. It's because of global warming. So they're not going to stop, and some because of governments and all of that. But what we can do is we can build urban forest.
Right.
To at least cover up for all the
destruction that's happening. Yes, yes.
So that's when, you know, the urban forest thought came to our minds. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, the best way to grow an urban forest is by using the Miyawaki method.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the fastest growing way.
Right.
Your plants grow in 2 years. And then even the...
It's a Japanese technique.
Yeah, it's a Japanese technique invented by Akira Miyawaki.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away 2 years back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing is that our city does not have a lot of big patches of
right.
land. We have small patches. So, this technique is the best way. So, we started, you know, doing our research and... started studying soil, started doing site checks and all of that, and then we figured a few spots
to plant trees.
Yes,
yes, in this, with this technique.
Absolutely. And then what we are going to do is we're going to tie up with all schools and colleges, mm-hmm. also in Bandra and overall Bombay. We'll start off with Bandra because that's
right.
where it's like home to us. So
mm-hmm.
And we are going to delegate this responsibility to all the students to take care of the forest.
Right. Nice.
Even though it's like a small forest in the college, but you know, that's when they'll start.
Yes.
You know, they'll start
inculcating, I think,
it.
Even
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Habits to
yeah.
you know, go green.
Yeah.
So tell me, Seher, what are some of the interests or hobbies you discovered during the lockdown at home? Any guilty pleasures? We're turning the spotlight on you. As a person, besides the, you know, all the lovely work
yeah.
that you do at such a young age, and you're so inspirational to all the youth out there. So, any personal interests or hobbies in the lockdown?
Yes, what everyone was doing nothing and putting it on Instagram. That's what I was doing. I tried cooking, painting. Luckily, in the next, like, after 10-15 days, we realized that we should get back to doing
okay.
our work. So, I had like 15-20 days for this.
Of your me time, as
me
they call
time.
It.
And then, like, I tried cooking, painting, and I really enjoyed painting. And
right.
I realized that I'm horrible at it. But, you know, I was getting better and better.
But it's therapeutic. It's so relaxing,
I've
right?
I've never done it.
Right.
I did it in school, but
yeah.
then there's like a huge gap.
Of course.
So, when I did it, I don't know. It was just so much of
so did
fun.
Did you do oil on canvas? Or?
I'm into a lot of pop art. So,
okay.
I would just like take basic, nice... paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those big papers. I don't even know
yeah,
what they
yeah,
call
of
what
course.
You call them. And
yeah.
then I would just randomly start painting and all of that.
Right.
I'll show it to you. It's
of
like
course,
some good
please.
Stuff.
My son is into pop art and gawk art and whatever it's called. I don't know. And he's fantastic at it. So you
then
know.
I tried cooking and I was horrible at it. So
no.
I left it.
Is that what you're saying or did someone try it?
No, in fact, everyone else liked it except me. I'm like, what have I made?
See,
because, you know,
you're just too hard on yourself.
No, your parents normally motivate you even when you like making bullshit.
No, I'm sure with your parents they would be very honest. You know, I know how hard you work and how hard your
no,
dad makes.
Yeah.
You work, so you're a sweetheart,
and
I'm
binge
sure
watching
that,
shows.
Yeah,
that was the best. Simple,
okay.
nice. Binge watching shows.
Nice. Okay. So tell me, what do you have aligned? Of course, tell me what you're passionate about, if anything else you'd like to add, and what have you aligned for the upcoming years?
Yeah. So my passion, what I'm passionate about, is working. Is it in terms of my work or it's about me?
No, about you now.
Yeah. So I enjoy working out.
Right.
And if I don't work out, I just feel sick. And unhealthy and weird. So
yeah.
I have to give 1 hour at least in a day.
Fantastic.
For my fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then basic guilty pleasures. Being around people is something that I really enjoy.
She's a typical Sagittarius like me. We love hanging out with people. Like, a genuine people person.
If I don't see an outsider, I just feel very weird. So that's why even at these cafes and all of that, now I just randomly start talking to people like a weirdo.
Right.
So it's just like if I'm not talking to someone new and if I'm not learning something from them. So the only way I learn is I don't learn through books and all of that. I learn from people.
Right.
So I like being around good, smart people, and that's how I end up learning.
Yes. And I think that's why you're in the perfect place where your work is concerned, where your life is concerned.
Absolutely.
So finally, to just sum it up, tell me, what have you aligned for the next few years, for the upcoming years, for yourself and for your Bhamla Foundation?
Okay, so Meenakshi, globally we've made the presence of an NGO, like, you know, with United Nations, Environment Programme, Ministry of Environment, the Cherry Blair Foundation, all these organizations, we've worked with them very, very closely, and we've made, you know, like we were awarded at the UNEP, at the headquarters in New York and all of that. Now what we're going to do is we already have a few charters in India, mm-hmm. in all the states of India. We have it in Rajasthan, we have it in Kashmir, we just did a Delhi charter.
Right.
And we've started our offices there, and of course our teams are working on all the environmental activities required there.
Right.
So, and it's these three states, but we plan to grow mm-hmm. in the next 5-6 years. We want to be like pan-India.
Mm-hmm.
And just, one motive, protecting our environment in whichever way possible. We don't want to be like only Maharashtra-centric, everywhere. So there's a lot of work already happening in Rajasthan, Kashmir, and Delhi. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, there are a lot more states. And other than that, for this year, our global theme for World Environment Day is Only One Earth.
Okay, nice.
It's simple, sweet. There is no planet B. So we're going to work towards that.
Fantastic. And I wish you all the luck and more power to you, like we say at Empower,
yes,
always.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that brings us to the end of an insightful and interesting chat with the lovely Vivacious and power-packed little Seher Bhamla, who's not so little anymore, growing up fast. So thank you, Seher, for sharing your motivating journey with us at Empower. And thank you for my lovely listeners to tune in, for, you know, listening, for checking out. And don't forget to check up on all the podcast-related content and some fun additional sessions on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and from engaging videos to delightful pictures, all of it specially curated for you. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and as always, keep smiling, keep shining, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.